Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Terry Yelonick with Active Reentry, and we're going to talk about some of the things that Active Reentry does in the area. They have these great support groups, and especially this time of year with the holidays coming up, it's very important that people know that they have people that they can talk to and that they're not alone. And then on a fun note, well, it's all fun, but we're going to have Pet Photos with Santa, and that's coming up on December 1st. Terry, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me back, Dave.
Anytime. Let's talk about this for just a moment. We were kind of trying to decide if we've ever discussed these kinds of things, but I think we maybe have briefly talked about them. But you guys have some really great support groups for people in our area.
We do. And as you've mentioned, the holidays can be a really tough time for some people in our community. They may be struggling because they're caring for loved ones that are struggling. They may have lost a loved one, and grief is quite extensive or can be really difficult during the holiday periods. So I wanted to talk with you today about our support groups that we have. We have a caregiver support group, first and foremost, and that is for anyone who's caring for a loved one who has a special need. It may be they have a disability, they may have dementia, any kind of caregiving that a person may be doing with a loved one or friend. We have support because there's a lot of caregiver burnout that happens, and the support group is there to lend a listening ear, but also to help support one another as they go through the journey together of providing care for a loved one who may be struggling.
And that's the greatest thing about these support groups is you're talking with people that are going through the exact same thing that you are.
Correct. They're peer-led, and they're others in the group who are dealing with the same types of things. So it's a great place to get support and just be able to rejuvenate and also learn some tips and tricks that others have tried that have worked for them in their process of caring for someone.
Okay, so for the caregiver peer support group, when do they meet?
That meets on the last Wednesday of each month at 1:30 at Active Reentry, and you can call us there for more information for all of these groups that we're going to talk about today.
Perfect. Okay, what's our next group that you guys have?
The next one is the grief support group, and that is if you've lost a family member, a friend, just had any type of loss that you're dealing with. The grief support group is a great place to come to be with others who are dealing with the same type of grief and loss issues. And that group meets on the second Wednesday of each month at 1:30. And our groups just meet one time per month, so it's not a big commitment, but it is a place that you can network with others, maybe make some friendships and have connections even outside of the group. But formally, we meet one time a month.
Okay, so we've got the grief support group. And once again, it goes back to talking about, you know, letting people know you're not alone during the holidays. And it always just seems that the holidays just compound everything when it comes to that.
It does, because that's when you really miss those loved ones. You think about the traditions that you've had with those loved ones. And now that they're not there, it can be very difficult. You know, we all want to have happy holidays, but there are many who suffer through the holidays, and we need to be mindful of that.
Most definitely. Okay, what else we've got today?
The third support group that we offer is our low vision support group, and that is for anyone who is losing their vision, anyone of any age. And that group meets the third Thursday of each month. And again, that is peer supported. You'll meet with others who are also experiencing vision loss, and they'll share their tips and tools and tricks in addition to just the social networking in that aspect. We provide transportation at no cost if you need that to get to low vision support group. And again, Dave, all of our support groups are no cost. So we're just offering this to the community members who need it. We're there to help.
And a low vision support group, it's got to be a scary time for anybody.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely. To know that vision is declining and perhaps you'll lose it completely. It just depends. Everybody's situation is different, but we want to help people through that. In addition to the support group, we also have a low vision program where we can connect people with tools and resources that they need to make sure that they can be independent in their own homes.
Very good on that. And once again, I think these are things that are out there, that have been out there, that maybe people, like you said, maybe people just don't know that much about
right.
them, that they're there and they're offered.
They've been offered for years and years, and we just want to make sure people know we're there, we care, and we want to help.
All right. Now, coming up on December 1st, you got some fun stuff happening.
Very fun.
And you know, you guys have done this in the past, haven't you?
Many, many times. And this is our last fundraiser of the year, and it's Pet Photos with Santa, and this year the donations are going to Perky Travels, which we've talked about when I've come many times.
Mm-hmm.
But December 1st, bring your pets, whatever pet you may have. They told me at the office yesterday, we've even had someone bring a hedgehog in the past, which is fantastic.
We're not here to judge your pets.
No.
They're just there to take pictures of you with your pets. That's it.
With Santa. So bring them and come on the 1st of December from 4 until 6 p.m. The donation, the minimum we're asking is $10, but of course, this is a fundraiser. We'll take anything that you can spare. The proceeds go to benefit Perky Travels, which is the free transportation shuttle from Carbon County to Utah Valley for radiation treatment for cancer patients. So December 1st, Pet Photos with Santa from 4 until 6 p.m.
So get out there and grab your dog, grab your cat, grab your hedgehog, apparently.
Absolutely. Whatever
and
you
head
want.
On out there and get your photo and your pet's photo taken with Santa. It's a lot of fun. And plus, all the money is going to go to a great cause, and that's Perky Travel right here in the Carbon County area. Terry, I think we hit everything, didn't we?
We covered it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. This is great information to get out there. Now, if anybody has questions on any of these support groups or the Pet Photos with Santa, what's your guys' number out there? How can they get in touch with you?
637-4950.
All right. We've been speaking with Terry Yelonik of the Active Reentry Office here in Price. Lots of great support groups and, of course, Pet Photos with Santa coming up on December 1st. Terry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.